My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
And I hear the first officer call out, and the first officer jumps on the radio and he screams, "Holy shit, it's the goat man!" And I mean, it just like everything went quiet, and I could hear the ringing in my ears, and I could feel my heart race, and so I hit my lights and I went flying up there.
I'd been told by some older people, elders, that you grab them and you hold them and you don't own them, but you hold them there until daylight. If you can hold them or pull them into the light, it destroys anything they have, any kind of power or anything that, or anything they were trying to do to you, it'll destroy them.
This guy was like bouncing, like, you know, like how you see people kind of getting ready to jig? You know how they kind of bounce? Yeah, he was like that way. He was just kind of bouncing, and he was just kind of going back and forth on one foot to the other. And he just kind of turned sideways, and he turned back over to the other way. And he took off. Holy shit, he jumped in Wanda.
Welcome back. You're listening to Lodge Tales, and I'm your host, Rod Williamson. This next episode that we have right here is, it comes from my niece, and she's a resident of Blackfeet Reservation. She stays up there with her mother at this place where there's a lot of things that happen in that little area where they live. It's actually right next to the place where a lot of people see that goat man thing, and her house is where her mom lives is at. It's a haunted place, and what's interesting about this place is these are some new houses. It's like one of the newest subdivisions that are built on the res. That just goes to show that it doesn't matter, you know, if it's a new house, an old house, or whatever. There are things around, and they're certainly there too at her house. So she talks a lot about the experiences at her house and at her grandparents on either side of her family, both grandparents. She talks about those stories, and I guess one of the things that I come away with on this episode is sometimes people get bothered and they don't really know how to protect themselves against these things. And I would say to anybody out there that is experiencing, you know, like the paranormal, and you don't really know what to do about it, I would first seek that knowledge from your family or your religious ways, like whatever religion you come from. For us natives, we always rely on the smudges, and once those don't work, if they're ineffective, then we go further. We go and get painted, or we even see if we can't do anything more. We'll sit down and visit with our spiritual leaders and kind of let them take it from there and see what they can do to help us. I always feel bad for the people that can't help themselves, that don't really know what to do, or that feel helpless. But just know that you're not helpless. You can pray in your own way, and you can ask for that protection and that guidance. And a lot of times those things stop just by praying about it. And, you know, pray for those things too. It sounds weird, but imagine you didn't make it across when you pass away and you're stuck here and you don't know what to do and you're lost. You would probably need somebody to pray for you, to help you along. So don't be afraid to pray for those things that are bothering you. Just, you know, have them take pity on you. You know, like, I wouldn't know how to tell you to word it. Just, I would word it in my own way. I would just ask it, take pity on me. Leave me alone. You know, stop bothering me and go into the light. You need to cross over to the other side. You shouldn't be here. Just leave us alone and, you know, ask the Creator to take it away from you. Because when you got that backing of the Creator, there's nothing more powerful than that. Now, this is granted that you believe in these ways. So if you don't and these things are happening, again, I would rely on my family, or even go and seek knowledge elsewhere that you're comfortable with, that can help you get rid of these things, because there's multiple ways to do it. It ain't just a native way. There's other ways to do it too. So I wanted to kind of share that with people in the hopes that if things are happening to you, you will know where to go to get help to have these things quit. All right, let's get into the show.
So I was coming down from like the middle school, like that long road that leads to dispatch.
Yeah.
I was like coming down from there and like my headlights aren't too good and I saw someone walking. And I was like, oh, look at that guy. And like he was like shaking all weird, like he was dancing almost. Hmm. And he had like really shaggy hair and he was really bony. And like he was like walking and like it was like really weird the way he was walking. Like he was taking like long steps, like really long steps. But he was like almost falling over, but he was like, it was weird. It was like he was dancing in a way he was, like, almost falling, though.
Weird.
And, like, I was, like, really, like, when I saw it, I was, like, in a trance, almost. Because, like, I start, like, driving slow, even though I didn't even realize it. Like, I start driving really slow, and I saw it. And, like, I was staring at it for, like, a good 5 minutes. And then, like, I remember I seen him, like, start slowing down, and he, like, stopped, and he started turning towards me. I remember, like, that whole time I just had this heavy feeling on my chest. Like, I couldn't breathe, but, like, I couldn't look away. And, like, this was, like, when I turned up towards dispatch. He was, like, walking kind of fast, though. Like, keeping ahead of the car. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but he was, like, walking fast enough where he was, like, staying ahead of the car. And, like, when he was, like, walking, he, like, started turning towards me, and I was, like, looking at him, and I was, like, oh, my God, like, should I go? Like, I was, like, kind of stuck. I was, like, oh, my God, like, what do I do? And, like, when he looked at me, I couldn't see his face, but, like, I could see, like, the outline of his body, because he was, like, still in front of the car, and my headlights were bad at the time. Mm-hmm. I remember I just got this really ugly feeling. I, like, wanted to puke when I saw him. And, like, I start, like, my heart start racing, and I start, like, breathing fast, like, and then I remember I just, like, floored it past him, but when I floored it past him, it sounded like the was like tapping on the side of the car. And like, I didn't want to look back because I was scared like he was going to be following me, like keeping up with the car. But like, I could hear like tapping, like if someone was like tapping their hand against the back of your taillight.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like all the way up until like I got past the cemetery back to my house.
Jeez, what did he look like? Like a drunk or a street person or something?
No, he like you know when you can tell there's a drunk and like there's something following him around.
Yeah.
Well, like this, he didn't look like a person. He looked like more cryptic. Like I don't know how to explain it other than cryptic. You know. He was like skinny and like long.
Weird.
But he was like shaking when he was like doing that little dance. Like he was like, I don't know, it looked like he was glitching almost.
Weird. That's the only time you've seen it though, huh?
Yeah, and then there was one time down by Ix in that back alleyway.
Uh-huh.
I saw something like that, but it was like walking behind this group of drunks. But, like, that was, like, the second time, and I was like, no, I don't want to stay for that, because, like, I know what happened last time. And I was like, I don't want it to follow me home. So I just, like, drove off.
Was it doing the same sort of walk, or what?
No, it was, like, shaking when it was following them. It wasn't dancing or anything, but it was, like, shaking when it was following them.
Dang, that's probably... Seems like one of those alcohol spirits, doesn't it?
Yeah. This one time when I was down at Grandma Molly's, I was staying in that camper by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, up at Grandma's, it was too full. So I was staying down there by myself. And it was, like, 1 a.m. And, like, the generator was turned off. It was, like, dead silent in that camper. And I was like, fuck, I should probably go get some water inside of, like, Grandma Molly's house. And, like, because, like, it was really cold out there, and I was like, I'll grab an extra blanket, too. So I, like, got out. And, like, the camper was kind of far away. Like, it was more further in that field.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, like, a walk to Grandma Molly's. And I remember I, like, came out of that camper. I, like, closed it, and I start walking. And I, like, maybe got, like, 12 steps away from that camper. And I start hearing, like, crying in the distance. And it was, like, dark as heck out. And I remember when I first start hearing that crying, I heard, like, the dogs, like, stand up. Like, all of them stood up. And, like, it just went dead silent. And I could hear that crying. And it just started growing, like, louder. And I could hear, like, the leaves rustling, like, way down there. Like, across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, Grandma Molly's house is, like, right there. And I was like, if I go back to the camper, it's just me. So I, like, kept walking fast, and those dogs, like, all faced towards the river. And I could hear it getting louder, and then I could start hearing, like, that water, like, splashing. And I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm scared. Like, what if the door's locked? So I, like, turned around, and I start running towards that camper, and I could hear something, like, thumping behind me really fast. And I could hear the crying still, and it was, like, it sounded like it was right there. I remember I, like, ripped open that camper door, and when I closed it, I felt like something was trying to pull on it, but I, like, closed it really hard, and I just held it there, and I sat on that step, and I was, like, crying, and I was, like, praying, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh my God, it's just me, like, I have no service, and then I was just up that whole night until, like, 5 a.m, and then I called, like, Papa to come get me.
But you didn't hear anything else? It didn't keep trying to get in or anything?
No, it kept, like, scratching at the sides of the camper.
God, what did it sound like? It was, like,
scratching
at
the windows. It sounded like a woman at first. And then when it got closer, it sounded more deep and, like, disordered.
Oh.
And then, like, when it was, like, right behind me and I could hear it, like, when it was chasing me, mm-hmm. it sounded, like, really deep-voiced. And, like, it was, like, screaming at me. It didn't even sound like a cry anymore.
I wonder what it was.
You know, I was like really scared. I didn't even look behind me.
Bigfoot.
Oh, probably.
You said it was walking and had big thumps behind you?
No, it was like running behind me when I start running.
Oh. I don't know. It could have been anything. Some bad spirit or something.
Yeah, and I was like just in that camper by myself.
Did you ever stay out there again by yourself?
Oh no, that was the last time.
Is that the one that Clifford was staying in?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh yeah, it's way over that little hill and down. That's where it was anyway. Was it in that same spot?
No, it was like moved like a little bit a ways.
Oh. That would have been scary.
I know, I was just crying when I got into that camper.
Do you remember that time we were down, you were at our house, and I was telling you, you know, I don't really get scared of too many things, you know. You remember we were watching those scary videos, I said, it's got to really be scary to scare me. So I don't really get creeped out too much in movies or whatever. Like, you know, like that light has to like turn off and turn on to scare me. Then it turned off and turned on.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. To this day, I can't make it do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's scary.
I thought it was, you know, like how you barely have it plugged in. I thought it was that. But I can't make it do that. Even when it's just barely plugged in, it stays on. It don't flicker. Like on and off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. I remember that's it. You just kind of like, yeah, that was kind of weird. So, I remember, I don't know, you don't have to talk about it, but I remember you saying there was a, you thought there was maybe something following you around at one point?
Yeah.
Does it still?
Yeah. Oh, a couple of weeks ago, it sounded like someone broke into my house and I was sitting in my room alone and like my TV wasn't even on and I could hear like heavy footsteps walking around the kitchen and the living room and like I even heard it go into my mom's room. And, like, I could hear, like, things moving around, like, the chairs. And then I remember my door was unlocked, and I was like, oh, fuck. And, like, I was on my bed, so I, like, creeped over there, and I locked it. But my lock is kind of loud, and I remember when I locked it, I heard the footsteps start coming towards my room. And then I heard the laundry, like, moving around. And then I heard scratching. And I was like, maybe it's Zareya, my cat. But I was like, wait, Zareya doesn't scratch. And then I was like, Zareya? And, like, I didn't hear her meow. And I was like, oh, fuck. So I was like, oh, my God. And, like, I heard, like, it get dead silent in my house. Like, I could hear myself breathing dead silent. And then, like, something pushed up against my door and start breathing really loud and really fast into the door frame. And it was scratching at my door when it was doing that. And my door handle was shaking. And then I remember when it stopped, I went out there and nobody was in there, but all my chairs were moved around and, like, some drawers were opened in the kitchen.
Yeah. Did your mom, have you told her about stuff like that?
Yeah, happening? I told everyone about it, but she didn't do anything. We just smudged the house.
Dang. I think it's kind of creepy that you guys live up there by where they used to chase around that goat man.
Oh, yeah. And then, like, like 2 nights ago, I was playing my game on my phone, and I remember I looked to my left, and I have this rocking chair in my room, and I had my earbuds in. Mm-hmm. But when I looked to my left, the rocking chair was moving, and, like, I have no lights on in my room sometimes at night. And I swear I seen, like, a shadow of an old lady sitting there rocking back and forth in my chair. And I looked at my chair, and my chair was rocking, but I didn't see anything. But I could keep seeing her out of this corner of my eye.
Dang. Do you always see that?
Yeah, I always see her. It's like always an old lady.
Jeez.
And it's like whenever I leave Browning, I just get this heavy feeling when I go down 89, like I can't breathe, like we have to stop and like so I can get out and breathe. And like it doesn't stop until we get out of 89.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. I think somebody brought a ghost up here, though.
Really?
Or, like, let it in.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I had an auntie here that was drunk, and she was, like, always drunk up here, and I think she brought something with her.
And it just stayed?
Yeah. I think it just, like, stuck with me.
Oh, shit.
I remember that one time. There was one time I woke up and a tiny piece of my hair was braided.
Really?
Yeah.
That's creepy. Dang. So all you guys do is just smudge the house out and smudge off. Does it quit after that?
No. Like, it helps for a little bit. Like, it helps with the feeling. Like, it makes you feel lighter. But, like, you still notice it's there.
Dang. You might have to get a... have them make you a pouch, you know?
Yeah.
Or even go get painted or something.
Yeah, and, like, when I got painted by Anna, things just kind of got worse after that.
Really?
Yeah, like, I started hearing, like, something talking to me in the shower. And, like, my shower curtain would move around when no one was in there. And, like, I would just hear it, like, moving around, or, like, I would see it moving.
When was the last time it happened?
Like, last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. I wonder if that's what turned off the TV down here. That light down here that time.
Probably. Because it's like, it's been around for a while, but it's only like getting worse. It feels like. Like it's not getting worse fast, but it's like building up what it feels like.
Yeah, you might have to get something more done, you know?
Yeah.
Like, have them sweat for you or something. Go up to that Ocon.
Yeah. And, like, I haven't been able to shake this, like, sickness I have. Like, I just keep getting sick over and over.
Jeez.
Like, I don't know who to go to, though. Because, like, I asked Auntie Anna about it, and, like, she told me to go to Virgil, but Virgil never checks his phone.
Or Gigi.
And Gigi? Oh, yeah, Gigi.
Mm-hmm. They're always home, too. Yeah, you should probably go sit with him and visit about it. He'll know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time this is an older story, but someone in my family, they got possessed at some kind of an encampment or something. Like, I don't remember where it was, but it took a lot of old holy people to go and pull that thing out of him. But Gigi was there.
Oh.
Yeah, he was one of those guys that was there. One of these days when I'm at his house, I'm going to ask him about it. See if he'll tell me that story about what happened that time. But yeah, there was a lot of old powerful men there. Old holy men, you know, that were there. Or yeah, that were called in to do that. This is really vague. It might not be the way it went. But geez, for some reason, I want to say they were at an encampment. Like, where somewhere like maybe Sweet Pine. I don't really remember, but they were at some sort of an encampment, and the kid, my cousin, was just playing around. Next thing you know, he started acting weird, and see, because those holy guys were already there. So yeah, they didn't get called in there, that I remember. And anyways, they gathered him up and they start doctoring him, pulling that thing out of him. But yeah, Gigi was there that time.
That's scary.
It is. Yeah, those things travel around, whatever they are. You know, those bad ones, they can really raise hell. Even way out like that. Especially way out there. So there's a lot of spirits way out in the country. It's a lot.
I heard this one story from my ex, Gio.
Mm-hmm.
He said that his uncle met the devil.
Oh.
He said his uncle was walking down from the casino through the museum parking mm-hmm. lot. And when he got past that parking lot, he started walking past this alleyway, and he said someone came out of there. He was dressed like really nice, like he didn't have a suit on, but he was dressed like really nice. And he said when he saw him, the guy already knew his name. He was like, "Hey, like hey Glenn, like I know you don't know me, but like I want you to know, like if you need any money, like I can give you like any amount of money you wanted, like I'm here for you." He was like, Glenn was like, "No, like, I don't want any of your money. Like, I'm good. I have my own things. Like, I'm going home." And he said that the devil just start getting, like, more persistent, saying, like, he has anything he could, like, ever want in life. Mm-hmm. And he, like, start getting mad the more he, like, denied it. And he said, like, the last question, he was like, "Do you know who I am?" And Glenn was like, "Yeah, I know who you are." And he was like, "Then who am I?" And Glenn was like, "I'm not going to say your name." And like, he was like, "Tell me, who am I?" And Glenn was like, "No, I'm like not going to say your name." Like, he's like, "I know it's like not good to say." And like, he just kept asking, like the more he kept denying again, he was getting more and more angry and like stepping closer and closer to him. And he said when he finally got right in front of him, Glenn said to like go away, like he didn't want him there. And he said that when he started praying out loud, he said that that guy just grabbed his arm and started trying to drag him away into that alleyway.
Hmm. Did he get away?
Yeah, he got away, but he said he has, like, two scars on his arm. Hmm. He said that's where that guy grabbed him.
Did he have a hat on, that guy?
Yeah, he had a hat on, and he said that he had sunglasses on, too. Like, even though it was dark out, he said he had sunglasses on.
Jeez, it sounds like that. Like my friend calls it the devil on town pump.
Ew.
Yeah, that thing that gets in with people. Well, he's seen it get in with somebody. And then that person drove out of town and got in an accident and died.
Ew, that's scary.
But that's that same thing that your great uncle Ray seen on the road. It tried to pick him up. Really dressed nice. They were broke down, and this was long, long time ago. 89 wasn't even 89. It was that old road. And he come over that hill by Spring Hill coming into town from that way. And I guess he was broke down, him and his buddy, and he said, "Well, yeah, we'll ride with you." He's giving him cigarettes. "You guys want to drink?" So they got a bottle under the seat. He's gonna reach under and grab it. He's gonna reach from behind though, back behind the seat, and he did, and he felt something, so he just kind of pulled. Here it was, a tail, and that guy screamed, "Ah!" And he said, "Ah, let us off right here. I know what you are. We're not gonna go with you. Let us off." He let him off too. So That's that. I wonder if it's that same thing. And it also, this old story say that that guy is the one that burnt down that old Cowboy Inn. You know, that old bar going down to the cut bank across some of those grain silos. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but apparently he burnt that down too.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the same thing. There was a guy that got chased by it across on the tracks. They were going up to Femaville across from like where you guys live.
Yeah.
He wanted to get on those tracks and follow those instead of going through all that brush. So that thing started, it was sitting there on the tracks. He passed it, then it got up and started, they even said hi to each other. Hi, hello. And they start walking and that thing start kicking his foot from behind him, following him. Singing, you know, he's like, what do you want, man? What's wrong with you? He says, I want to cut you up.
Oh.
And they started fighting and stuff. And anyways, he ended up getting away from him and he ran back toward Browning instead of the other way, because that's just the way he got up from the ground and that's where he started running. He found security and he was real bloody, his back. Mm-hmm. Said it felt like he was just hitting him. But here he was all scratched up looking, cut up in his back. So police responded to that. It's who told it to me was a cop.
That's scary.
Yeah, whatever that thing is, it's around. I've heard other stories of it too, but I don't remember them very well. But yeah, there's a lot of stories of that thing. And that's what he was calling it, was the devil. So when his uncle met it, you said, so he would have been walking, what, toward that old Hall of Bronze?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The alley right behind there?
Mm-hmm.
I know where you're talking about. Geez, that's spooky.
Yeah, he said that alley was pitch dark, too.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he just came walking out with sunglasses and he was dressed really nice. And he's like, do you need money? Like, do you need any food? Mm-hmm. And he was like, do you need a ride? Like, he's like, I have a car. And then he kept asking him to, like, drink too. That's, like, in common, though. Like, it seems like that's what it asks all the time.
Yeah. Jeez. Have you heard other stories about it?
Yeah. My ex said he met him outside of the tiny casino.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was standing out there smoking a cigarette, and he said some guy stumbled out of that casino and he was drunk, and he was like, hey, like, how are you, Giovanni? And he was like, oh, I'm doing all right. And he was like, who are you? And like, I was like, you know me, like, you know my name, right? And he was like, you know my name. And Giovanni was like, no, I don't, like, I don't know your name. And he was like, well, do you want to go in there and, like, come sit with me and gamble? And she was like, no, like, I'm not old enough to gamble yet, like, he's like, I just came over here to, like, get something for my family. And that guy was like, well, do you need more money to get something else? And he was like, no, I'm okay. Like, I don't need your money. And the thing was like, take the money. Like, it's, and he was like, take it. And he, like, kept sticking his hand out towards Giovanni, I guess. And Giovanni, like, backed up. But, like, the more he backed up, the, like, closer the person got. And he was like, take the money, Gio. And he was like, no, like, I don't want your money, like, go away. That thing was like, fine, like, I will go. And, like, he just seen it stumble off behind the news store. And he said, when he was driving past that road, he checked behind the news store and there was nothing there. And he said, all the lights off were back there.
Weird. It'll probably really raise hell with you if you take something from it, I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Has anything else kind of freaky ever happened to you out at that ranch?
At that ranch? Yeah. Yeah, I remember one time I took a nap and everybody was down at the ranch and I was inside of Grandma Molly's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know everybody was down there. I thought everybody just left me there. I remember I got up to use the bathroom, came out, and then I went outside. I remember I start walking down that tiny ramp they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had this feeling to look back. And you know how they have that screen door?
Yeah.
There was something looking out at me through that screen door, but it's like face was pressed up against it.
Mm.
And like I just felt like really heavy. And like my back started burning and my neck started burning. And I like looked behind me. And its face was, like, pushed up against it, but its face was, like, really long, and its eyes were, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it looked like they were, like, pulled.
Mm.
And its, like, mouth and jaw looked like it was pulled downwards.
Whoa.
And it was, like, staring at me through that screen. And, like, you know their tiny chihuahua?
Yeah.
That Pomeranian, yeah, that one start going crazy.
God, I wonder who that... They seen something just like that on that road. Oh, God, they thought it was Lacey walking. I don't know if it was Derry that seen it. Somebody seen it on that road there. And like, oh, God, I don't remember who it was, but they described the same thing you just described. Had a long face.
Yeah, it was, like, really scary looking. Like, I felt my heart drop. I remember, like, everybody just seeing me dusting down to that ranch. So I was just running down that road.
Hmm.
Like, those dogs were following me when I was running, too. I guess they didn't want to stay up there, either.
What'd they say when you told them?
They all just kind of looked at me funny and they're like, don't say stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, cool. I was like, but I seen it. And they're like, this is a sacred place, Adia. And they're like, it's not, like that's not okay to say. And I was like, I'm not making it up. Like, it was looking at me.
Jeez. Yeah, I wonder what that is. It must have just been traveling too, because I know that house down there is pretty safe.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things that come through, you know?
Yeah.
They travel around. Yeah, one time I was coming into the... Let's see, what was going on there one night? I don't remember, but everybody was there. Like, everybody. The cars were parked, you know, coming off that hill. They were parked all the way down that, almost to the base of that hill. There were so many people out there. And I can't remember what was going on. But as we were coming off that hill, Amber and I... I think we might have just had Brie at the time. Maybe Ippy, too. But anyways, as we were coming down, seen Dewey's truck, and he was in there. I could see that cab light on. And he was digging for something in there. Anyways, I don't know. Like, I could see him digging behind his seat because it had a single seat truck, like a single. And so he had it kind of flipped forward and he was digging back behind it. And we just drove by and I looked for a place to park. We parked and started walking in. It was that fast. Drove by him. And you have to drive a ways up to find a spot. We parked kind of up a ways closer to that house. But he was kind of way down there. And got up to the house, he was already standing on that porch. And I was like, what the hell? And, you know, Amber didn't even notice nothing. She just went in and I, hey, Dewey, was you down at your truck just now when we drove up? Oh, no, I've been up here. I said, really? I said, I seen you digging in your truck down there. What? Someone's digging in my truck? If I remember right, he went down there just to take a peek, but didn't go all the way down. Just kind of walked so far. I remember looking down there, too, and his truck was dark. That I thought was weird.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's the only thing I've ever seen down there. Anything like that was that. But I hear all the stories about the place. There's a lot of stories about down there. And the other night I was telling those guys, you ever heard of Skinwalker Ranch, huh? Well, here's Bullshoe Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. You know, it's like those old places like that where, I don't know, it seems like they have a lot of spirits there. Because, you know, right down the road is that Ghost Ridge where all of those Blackfeet are buried. And then Little Jim and them lost time. They seen a light in the sky and lost time right down the road where you turn, like by those halls house, right in there. Just coming up Duckhead, kind of right on that flat part before you go up that hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out that way.
This one time I was out at my Nana and Papa's out past Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was sitting on that trampoline and it was dark outside, but I like to look at the sky when I was younger. I remember I heard something, like, out in that field, like, going way past, going towards Bear Paw.
Mm-hmm.
There was, I can hear something, like, running around in that field, but it was too dark to see, and only that, like, that outside street light was on, and it was, like, shining on the trampoline, and I was, like, trying to see what it was out there. And I remember I could hear it, like, running closer along the fence line where I was, and I start getting scared, and I was like, what if it's like a mountain lion? But like, it sounded like a horse, but it sounded like it was humming. And like, I remember I saw this horse, and it was like, it was just like black horse, but I could only see its like shadow of its like face, and I stopped hearing the running. And it was just quiet, and I was, like, standing on those trampoline steps. And I was, like, looking at it, and then I could hear the humming get deeper. Like, it was humming a song, like, the horse.
Weird.
And I remember I, like, ran inside, and, like, later on that night, I could hear something whistling outside those windows. And it was whistling the same tune that horse was whistling. And I could hear people walking up and down the stairs outside of my grandma's door. But I didn't want to check because, like, I was scared. Like, what if I seen that horse out there in front?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know my grandma Merle's, where my mom and dad used to stay in that basement?
Yeah.
I remember I was down there moving some boxes around for her that one time. It was just me and my cousin Paul. We were moving stuff around down there. And where that room is where my mom and them used to stay, we could hear these, like, boxes, like, sliding around in there. And I was like, Merle? And, like, me and Paul, like, looked at each other. And, like, it just went dead silent. And then they have this, like, curtain over that room. I remember I seen it move. And then the light started flickering down there. And me and Paul looked at each other, and we start running up the stairs. And, like, I was behind Paul, and I could hear, like, that curtain, like, rip open. I could hear, like, something's, like, feet slapping against that cement coming up behind us. And I start, like, screaming. And I, like, opened up that back door. I didn't even go up the rest of the stairs. I just opened up that back door and just ran straight to my grandma's house.
Yeah, that... Did your dad ever tell you the story of what happened to him in that room?
No.
There was a little thing in there that he fought, I guess. He, like, battled it. Said he'd seen it sitting on, I guess there's, like, a ledge in there somewhere by the window. Or that's how he described it. Maybe there was a shelf up down there, something. But it was sitting on there looking at him. Next thing you know, I guess it jumped on him. And if I remember the story right, it jumped on him and he started, you know, battling with it. But, I can't remember how the story ends. I just remember that part of it. It's been a while since he told me that story. But yeah, there's something he battled with in there. Something like a little guy. Something small.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yuck. I think there's something out at my Nana and Papa's house, though. Like, It's like always lurking around their house. I always see it at night when I go there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it like hides in the closets. That sounds like a little kid thing, but it literally hides in the closets. And when one of those mountains were on fire in East Glacier, or was it St. Mary's? Can't remember. But it had browning turning like different colors.
Mm-hmm.
It was like making the sky different colors. It was like pitch red. It was like dark, dark red, like at night. And I was sleeping there, and like the window was cracked open. I could like see its hand like reaching in from the window. And I could like see how long its fingers were. It was like, its fingers were like almost like a foot long. And its hand was really big. And I remember I started getting scared and I covered my face. And when I covered my face, I heard like the window open up wide. And then I heard like shit moving around, like it was trying to crawl over stuff. I remember when I looked again, I seen it peeking out at me from the closet.
That's out there by Glacier Homes?
D-Store?
Where at?
D-Store.
Oh, yeah. Do you have to take that road back behind there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember dropping Blue off out there before.
It was really scary out there at night.
Do you always see that thing out there, too?
Yeah, most nights when I go out there sometimes.
Jeez. Yeah, that's really weird that people could, they get spooked a lot. Because us natives, yeah, we have a lot of stories, you know, about things like that. And then there'll be others that just have one story. You know, some that have none. I always thought that was kind of odd, like you can see them. I know that.
Yeah. there was this one time out at Grandma Ann's.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was asleep in that back room, but I remember I went out there for a smoke, and I seen somebody sitting in Papa's truck, and Grandma Ann likes to sit in all those cars and smoke, you know?
Yeah.
And like it looked exactly like her, but I just couldn't see her face. So I walked over. I was like calling out for her from that sidewalk because I didn't have my shoes on.
Yeah.
And I was like, Grandma. And I was like, can I come sit with you? And like I just kept saying it, but like her shadow didn't move at all. But like it, there was literally something there. I could see it, but it wasn't moving. And like I kept blinking too, so like I knew it was there. And then I like walked up to the car, and I remember I had to look at the ground to see where I was stepping. And when I got up to that car, I felt this like heavy feeling. And then I like looked up, and there was nothing there.
Hmm.
But like I was about to open up the car door, and I was standing there, and I was like, oh my God. And then I remember I turned around and I started walking towards the door again. And I looked back one more time, and it was sitting there again. But I just went inside after that. And then I told Grandma, but I don't think she remembers because she was, like, half asleep. And I told her, I kept waking her up, like, having to tell her the story again.
Hmm.
She just told me to stay inside after that, though.
Jeez, did you ever see it again out there?
Yeah, I saw it sitting in her silver car again. But it was sitting in, like, the back seat.
Weird, but it looks like her, huh?
Yeah, it looks like her. Yeah. Like, that has the bun in and, like, her blue sweater.
Yeah.
It always has her blue sweater on, and it always has a bun. And there was another time I was babysitting all those kids, and this was when Connor and Taylor were younger. Mm-hmm. Like, they were, like, learning how to walk still. And, like, Taylor was walking, but Connor wasn't. He was, like, kind of just sitting there around. I was babysitting them because Darian and them went to church that morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I had to go back into Papa's room to get a diaper for Taylor. And when I was walking back there, I just felt really heavy, but I was like, it's like daytime. Like, nothing's going to happen. Like, I'm okay. And I was like walking back there, and as soon as I got into my papa's room, that feeling just got worse. So I just start digging around for that diaper really fast. I remember I heard his bathroom door creak open, and you know how it's even dark in there during the day?
Mm-hmm.
I remember I like turned around, and like his door was creaked open like all the way, and his closet door was like opening too. It was opening really slowly, but like you could see it. The more you like look away and look back at it, like it would just open up more and more. So I grabbed that diaper and I got really scared. And, like, I start running out of that room, and then I heard the closet door slam open, like, it bounced back into the door frame. And, like, I just ran into the living room, and I, like, turned on the TV, and I, like, opened up all the windows, and I lit a smudge for all those kids and me. And, like, it stopped happening after that, though. Mm-hmm. But, like, his closet door, like, swung open and, like, slammed into the door frame when I, like, ran out of that room.
Yeah.
I told Derry about it. She just told me that I did good on smudging, though.
Yeah. Jeez. Did you ever tell your grandpa about it?
No. I was scared. He'd just laugh at me.
Jeez. Your grandpa was telling me that they used to have holy doings right where those houses are.
Aww.
Yeah, I guess it used to be a field where they would do some sort of gatherings there. Long time ago. Must be something just hanging around. You know, there's always scary stuff down in that brush line, too.
Oh, yeah?
Your dad used to tell me about an old woman that would sit in a tree down there.
Ooh, I saw an old woman down there, too. You know how me and those kids used to always just run back there and play in the snow?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, there's this, like, little creek that's in between those trees.
Yeah.
And, like, it was froze over, but I saw an old lady sitting there on, like, a tore-up mattress, and she was just sitting there staring at all of us playing. And it was me, Jayla, Kaysen, Baby Joe, and I think DJ was there. I think. I can't remember if it was DJ or Lane, but we were all down there and we were playing on that little field, like down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I noticed her, but like none of those other kids did. They just kept playing, like completely ignoring me. And then like, she was just staring at all of us. Her face looked like scary. I don't know how to explain it, but it looked really scary. Like her eyes were like really tiny. But she had, like, a big face.
Hmm.
And, like, she was staring at all of us, and I was like, let's go, guys. Like, let's go, like, right now. And I was like, please. I was like, I'm scared, you guys. And I remember, like, when they heard me say that, and I was like, please, let's just go. And, like, she was still staring at us. And I remember, and I looked back at her, she was gone. So I start screaming. And, like, I start running up that hill back to Grandma's. All those kids start following me.
You're good. And that was down inside of that tree line?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's that same thing Blue talks about. They seen it in that tree. I want to say he said he's seen it up there a couple times.
Yeah. I don't know. She was really scary, though. I remember it just, like, made me feel really scared of those trees for, like, a good 4 months.
Hmm.
I didn't even want to go down there to pick out a mushroom stick. Or a fucking marshmallow stick.
Yeah.
I was like, just grab me one.
We used to pull our camper up on that side, sleep there at night. And every night there's, I don't know what it is, but those dogs don't like that area. Like, they bark at it. They go over to it and bark down that way. It was almost like every night that one summer. I don't know. throughout, not all night, but, you know, throughout the night, you'll hear them, like, you know how you can hear dogs taking off really fast and all the gravel spitting?
Yeah. That's
what they would do. Run over there real quick, like, right to the edge of there, and look down there and bark, growl. I just thought it was probably a mountain lion or something, you know?
Yeah.
But who knows?
Probably a spirit trying to fuck with all of us.
Yeah.
There was this one time I was here alone, and I was sorting out the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, sitting here, and, like, my mom was gone for, like, 2 days, and she gave me, like, a list of things to do around the house.
Yeah.
And, like, just the living room light was on, and the kitchen, like, stove light was on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there going through it, and then, like, I just felt really heavy all of a sudden. And it was, like, 9 o'clock, so it was pitch black out. And I was, like, looking around, and I was, like, looking for Zarea, and she was, like, sitting next to me, and her eyes were, like, really big, and her tail was wagging, and she was, like, looking at my mom's room. And I, like, looked back, and my mom's room was just pitch black. And, like, the door was wide open. But usually the light illuminates it, but this time it didn't. And I was, like, I start putting things away faster, and I was, like, I just want to go in my room. Like, that's all I want to do. And when I start putting those things away faster, I felt something blow on the back of my neck. And then my back felt really hot, and it was stinging. And I remember I looked at it the next morning, and I had a long scratch from my shoulder down to, like, my elbow.
Hmm. There was something in there. Ooh. I wonder why they do that.
I keep having nightmares that, like, something is going to pull me into my closet at night.
Hmm. I get worried about you at that house there.
Yeah, it's really scary here.
I do.
Like, haunted.
Do you have smudge and everything there that you keep with you?
Yeah, I don't have a sweet grass anymore, though. I was going to go see Auntie Anna about getting one of her braids.
Get cedar.
Yeah, I was going to go see her about that, too. And, like, go try to get painted again.
If you want, I can bring you up some cedar the next time I'm up.
Yeah, can you?
Yeah, I'll get you a little jar of it.
Like, okay. I
just crush it up so it's easier to burn, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you some. Then cedar out that house, see if it helps. It will. That cedar's really strong. Really, you know, those... Against those just bad ones.
It'll help it with how many spirits are up here.
Well, you gotta put barriers up too, you know.
Just... Yeah, I had like some sweet grass hanging above the door and some windows around the house. But I don't know where they went. They just kind of disappeared after a while.
Well, I'll show you how to put barriers up. Use tobacco. I'll show you. You know, I had to do that at my dad's house. I couldn't get it out of that house, those things. There was a lot of them there, too. But I was able to barrier off my room, and I wouldn't get bothered in that room anymore because I was getting paralyzed in there. They were messing around, making noise, you know. I was having my really wicked dreams. Yeah, they were raising hell with me up there. But once I got that room barriered off, it all quit. I was able to have some peace in there. But I couldn't get it out of that house because my dad would bring them back in by drinking and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't get them to stay out of there. They just come back because of him. People he'd bring around, you know. And yeah, it was scary at times. Not all the time was it scary, but enough that made me want to, you know, do something about it. Yeah, what I'll show you next time I come up.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my niece and all the things that have happened to her. Pretty much got a dump of all her stories. I'd like to thank everybody for being here again. You know, the patrons, the people that just listen to the show, regularly. I really appreciate you. And I have a lot of trouble with the scheduling lately. I've had guests lined up and that just falls through somehow. Either I'm too busy or they're too busy and our schedules kind of clash. But I get a lot of calls out. I get a lot of people that are supposed to be coming in sooner or later. So stay tuned for all that. And if you know anybody that has stories and that are willing to share them or somehow get them out to me, I mean, even if it's you just telling their ghost stories, go ahead and come on the show. You can email me at lodgetales@gmail.com. I'm on TikTok. You just search for Lodge Tales Podcast. That's my name on TikTok. Of course, we have the Facebook group, Lodge Tales. It's a private group, but just request to join, and I check it every other day or so. So you could get on that way and get in contact with me, and we can exchange information. And what I do is just record our conversation and let you tell your stories. I'm sure you're familiar with the podcast, so that's all I do. And it's not live, so I get to sit there and kind of put in, you know, the intro, the outro, and all that stuff, and edit out the things you ain't comfortable with. Maybe you made a slip or something and you don't want that shared. But it's really easy to do, so just let us know. We'd love to hear from y'all. If you have anybody out there that knows these stories or has stories of their own, I mean, yeah, just get in contact with me. I'd really appreciate hearing from you. Well, until next time, folks.
My foster parents didn't just teach me to fish. They taught me that persistence and patience pay off. They didn't just teach me to bake the perfect birthday cake. They also taught me to measure and meet my own potential. They didn't just teach me to garden. They taught me to plant seeds and watch them grow. And they didn't just teach me to walk. They taught me to stand on my own 2 feet. Foster a child and change their future. Visit youthvillages.org/foster.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.